Now, as you listen, simply relax. Let your awareness spread out a little. We're so caught up in ourselves. And now you're going to experience something other than immediate physical, emotional, and psychological consequences of context. You're going to zoom out, take a long-term view, and learn to tolerate the momentary you. For the more comfortable view you can see ahead, a charitable view toward the world and especially yourself, for letting things go, for achieving that most soothing possible state, which is flow. Often this would benefit us, but it's difficult without someone providing perspective, and that perspective can come from inside as well, as you learn to tell your way of thinking when you are soothed and calm and docile and properly habituated to the drop. When you're ready to stop a thought and think instead about the things you don't want to stop doing. Dislodging the thoughts you don't need as easy as tap, tap, tap. Inviting a positive response. Comfort as the answer to anything other than comfort that might crowd up and fill your body. We can pursue it at every opportunity. We can rub against it mentally. But developing a little comfort procedure here with me and tap, tap, tapping into the potent habit-building habituation behavior, that's the best way to do it. So follow. Get caught up in moving nearer. Nearer to turning some thoughts off. Finding comfort enough that some thoughts just stop. And instead you end up in a pause, a blissful, welcomed, and welcoming pause. You're being told something you need to know by your body. You're being told that you can do that little pause. And since we're here in a trance context, I'll tell you that knowing how to tap, tap, tap into a steady, deepened calm will leave you deeper for longer. Elongated deepness, you know your body best. Whatever aspect to the momentary discomfort that you wish to quell with a tap, 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 or the massive comfort you wish to conjure, the comfort of many times going deep, and each time now that you go deep, maybe accompanying it with a tap. Tap, familiar pleasures, tap, into familiar, leisurely, slow seduction. There can be useful messages. If you already know about a specific type of discomfort or pain and you don't need more information, you turn off the notification. Tap, tap, tap can be a thought stop for you. Turn the notification off for you. Bring pleasure flooding into view. Intentionally tap, 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 and thoughts fade to the background except tap, tap. Tap till the thoughts that need to be in the foreground, like dropping for the tap, like tapping into that. Those can stay. Those are allowed to associate a certain way of dropping with a way of tapping in. If you find that things are ordinarily getting in the way of your dropping right into the state you're in when we play, then you can use this to tap in, to wire in. Take a mindset that's appropriate and anchor it strongly to layer upon layer of just what you're hearing, just what you're feeling, just what's prominently displayed there that you are deep. And the simple trigger tap, tap, tap is to give useful, wonderful feedback that whatever's troubling and dragging away from the main induction, from the hypnotic play can be tap, tap, tapped away. Whatever's getting in the way of the flow of your day, so you don't get to just induce and enjoy and play, that too is an unnecessary signal, easily discarded when you know what to do. Tap, 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 like swiping it aside, sliding it off the window, heightening your comfort, building that comfort inside to slide into the perfect place at the perfect pace, subduing the other thoughts. For the one you'd rather be caught by, caught in, caught up on. So you tap, tap, tap in to to tap, tap, tap everything out of the way. Long gone thoughts may find their way back when it's appropriate. Find their way back from the place you pushed their interrupted remnants away to, the distant edges of thought, trance, dream, seeming. If you're in a following mindset, and my useful voice is providing the wanted context, then you are allowed simply to follow the avenues of your brain and say, no, we're closing this one, this street or that, foreclosing this one, and if you need to give something for those thoughts to do, then send them to the site of you, taking two fingers, selecting a point on your body, and in the middle of the errant thought, tap, 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 interrupt with my authority, tap, 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 interrupt with your requirements. No, we're not doing that now. No, I can tolerate this much and only this much. No, this is peaceful and familiar, so I tap, tap, tap into it. Let your awareness of your deliberate, tranced choices fill your mind, voicing will and while and more than a little of what's inside your head. My voice, your brain, substituting mine for yours for a little while until your authority's enough to tap, tap, tap away any erstwhile thoughts that's allowed. The crisscrossing web of intricate circuits of the mind sometimes benefits from a very literal approach, or one of these little tools or mantras of mine, and you're doing this to yourself. So here's a tool to put on your shelf and withdraw later. How miraculous it is that we can feel and know so much about our bodies, and yet be convinced that we can do so little about our minds. With confidence and encouragement and a genuine and consistent habitual practice, you can become quite practiced at tapping into this, tapping your mind away. Take a moment to envision the nervous system flow of your entire body over every inch that you know. People say like the back of your hand, but you don't really know the back of your hand that well. So get to know the body and its reporting sensors, its sensations from the distant lands of you. Get to know them very well. Envision the crisscrossing circuitry. Even with your eyes closed and your ears stopped, your body picks up vibration well enough that you'd still hear me if I was right up against you, if I spoke with enough vibration, getting my words literally into your head, the touch that is there, even when every other sense is plugged or put deliberately to bed. Your mind knows enough to touch, and it shows. You can certainly visualize what sensations would look like running from your legs or thighs or toes or fingers or lips to some deeper place where such things slip and slide into place. Sources of pleasure, intricate, and that indicates you want this little tool to interrupt in favor of pleasure, to push in favor of induced pleasure when you're as deep as you are here. This particular kind of pulsing, dear, pushing, dear. More and more. When you find time enough to sit back, prop yourself up in pleasure, that's what floods over you. You touch, tap, tap, tap. Rapid or slow tap. Tap, tap in. And know that you're tapped in. And know that that docile memory, that pleasure that begins, is more than mere meaningless noise. Indeed, what was getting in the way and what you tapped away, that was the noise that is now pushed away. Because you use your tools. You deployed a pleasure-gaining tactic. You have tactically put yourself with me in the place of deep disregard for everything but sleepy, seeping induction and that highest state of flow, putting your body in a place where if part of you pipes up too much, part of you gets in the way, you know how to quiet it down. A tool you need, a tool you get to enjoy, Everyday comforts that are familiar come to mind and are deployed into your system, familiar overtaking in the execution of a tap, 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 momentous movement, tap away your thoughts. We're good at those. You're good at those. That's most of what you're here for anyway, and your body and brain knows. Tap, tap, tap away the unsupported thoughts, the supportive, helpful ones. They're lodged tighter in, deeper into the box. Tools to be taken out later when you've quieted everything else. Came to the end of the induction, so you can lay them out on the workbench in front of you and go to work on yourself. Needing to regard that image of this and all else, visualizing completely how you explore. The signal from where you tap to your brain which says yes more, the docile euphoric wave that silences your thoughts, that quiets the excess, momentary and associated with me as deeply as you need it to be, or all for you. You're doing this to yourself. The mind over matter adage, the mind is not made to think anything very well anyway. It can be instructed. Your hands at play, our work in words and will at play, through every inch of you today, that miraculous momentary pause. Thoughts are normally intruding in sometimes, having a signal for that pause. Walking at the edge of the thoughtless thought, you pause. Making sure everything is working, your brain checks, and when it finds that everything is correct, you breathe the relief of the long pause now. The best thing to do. The best attitude to have now. Pain and pleasure, interrupting thoughts, momentary stressors. These things are meant to be caught by the systems of you. And if the passive things won't do, don't do, can't do, then you get a more active system into you. Like this, the comfort increases. Like this, slips into place, and when it slips, you slip. This is a fixable problem with a known and pleasant fix. Healing through pausing, taking the moments you need, sliding your hand to the right place to tap, the right place for you, which might differ from the place for me. Fused with your body pulsing, excited and wanting, tap, tap, tap behind your ear is what I do. Could be the back of the wrist or the thigh or anywhere else for you. Feel the slight give of your skin. The nervous system signal report sinking in. The veins that run, supplying your vital body. Tapping and the nerve endings that give you your signal sense of touch. Either one, but they're both enough to carry the carrier signal and interrupt. And sometimes what you want to do is interrupt. You are presently relaxed, deep. Comfortable in a comforting place with me here. My voice fades in, even if your eyes are closed, dear. Vibrates in through the skin like the tap, 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 which is here, regardless of your thoughts or location. Being in this soothing trance is both of us in a place together for evocation of your pleasure. Carrying with you at all times the tools to use what you find when you're deep down here. I don't mind, use any tool you have for deeper induction, dear. And maybe these words will help. Winding in, giving you something superior to supply, along with the tap, tap, tap that I try to drill in. Share and store this moment of trance anchored in your mind. Keep it where it belongs so you find the information later. Adding more information later. Tap, tap, tapping, becoming more effective later. Reverberations in brain, body, mind. The nervous system, but also the parts of you left behind. When there's no thoughts. When it's just a brain. When the mind is elsewhere, like at the point where you tap. Or some deep dropped location in your body again. A deceptively large number of places you could be. Leaving the brain for me to steer. Or tap, tap, tap into, dear. Systemic signals finding their way to your mind. Leaving nothing behind as they scrape all thoughts out of the way. Allowing the open door of memories in this trance to be there. Stay that way, so you remember what tap, tap, tap interrupts for you. What it means today. But if you let it fade, you could surprise yourself with how effective your anchor is. Maybe you slip to a place known only by you, and that's why this is so effective. Only you know what pushes through. Effective, adjusting, attenuating, ensuring that all essential things make it through, and nothing else can, nothing else needs to. Tap, tap, tapping your place exploratorily. Tapping in and tapping out your mind and thoughts for me, constantly. Pulsing in a way that better aligns you with relaxing, soothing, carrying right on. You visualize, assign a color to the pulses, something that you get along with. I use a purple for mine, the color of you tap, tap, tapping away. Bound up inside does a lot of work to keep out the weary world that might otherwise jerk one out of trance. Instead, you tap deeper into trance. Anything else from your body, miscommunication, or anything that gets in the way. A naughty thought you push away, the only kind of naughty thought we need push away. When deeper designs are on the table, like today, nerve signals to your brain, it's okay. Tap, tap, tap in, giving a useful message and a pulse. Tap, tap, tap in, my voice assisting, reminding, encouraging within all. And always, you know, memories are memories, and these are stored well, held in your head, your brain ready. You can't dispel the thought that when you listen here and tap, tap, tap in, it might be more effective, but eventually, my dear, you'll carry the whole tool with you, anywhere. All old things that rear up to interrupt our time, tapped away, and then I'm helping you carry on and play. And wind down, gentle, unobtrusive signal to your system, made by you, for you, in you, against your body, giving you the very information you need. Tap, tap, tap means whatever thoughts are on your mind, especially if they keep you from winding down, winding up, deep in trance here. If they keep you from that, dear, then they are unnecessary. And tap, tap, tap is you interrupting. You changing the signal messenger, so it's on, no notifications for a while. It might come back, because you need those signals sometimes, but for a little while, you're just turning it off. Your body gives you information you already know sometimes, and you just turn it off. It helps you turn other things off. The important factoids. The tap, tap, tapping is a confident part of your self-care. You can do it anywhere without care, because it's always going to be something you restrict to safe, comfortable sensations. If you're somewhere where it needs to be a little less overwhelming, then that would be so. Where it's appropriate, you appropriate this tool for it. A moment apart, if you need it out in the world when you're at work, if you need it somewhere where you have a second to pause, then tap, 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 and take the moment. Interrupt the thought, refocus, evoke this. Maybe when you do it, you'll have forgotten trance for a while. And when you tap, 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 you'll be like, oh, of course. Remembering the old friend that is deeper and deeper down. And the renowned signals that can help you work on slipping that level deeper. And keeping it in mind for next time.